In 1964, the National Bureau of Standards declared that the U.S. would henceforth only condone metric measurements. But since then, not much has changed. Techies deal in centimeters, while everyday life chugs along inch by inch. The metric system is globally accepted and uses convenient multiples of 10. But there's no metric substitute for a cup or a gallon. And when we order a shot or a jigger of whiskey, we're not even close to asking the bartender for 10 deciliters. In customs, from gun barrels, where 45 caliber means 45 hundredths of an inch, to recipes calling for tablespoons, America is not remotely approaching metrification. One stumbling block is that the meter is not particularly meaningful. Originally, it was supposed to represent a 10 millionth the distance between the equator and either pole. Then, when that was found to be an error, it was specified as 1.65 million wavelengths of the orange light emitted by Krypton 86. These days, it's designated as the path traveled by light in a bit less than 1/300 millionth of a second. It's not a length linked to human experience, like the foot is. It would be better to have a rational foundation unit, like maybe how far light travels in a billionth of a second. But actually, we already have that. By coincidence, that is 1 foot. Fahrenheit degrees, with its 180 divisions between water's freezing and boiling points, is nearly twice as fine as Celsius degrees. And that 180-degree theme makes sense because it's repeated in activities like surveying, geometry, and longitude. The aviation community, as high-tech as any, insists that altitudes everywhere be expressed in feet and speed in knots. Metric is also dumped overboard in jewelry with carats, sound technology with decibels, and wherever people prefer the status quo. So, maybe we'll eventually all be thinking in meters like the rest of the world. Until then, we may as well enjoy the whole nine yards of the imperial system. For Strange Universe, I'm Bob Berman.